Hey everybody, I'm your host of the Green Blog Podcast, Tony. This podcast is all about sustainable living, urban and not so urban homesteading, and healthy eating with a healthy dash of permaculture practices and environmentalism. This podcast came from a blog that I started nearly 10 years ago after accidentally stumbling into gardening while in my mid-teens nearly 25 years ago, and I've been hooked ever since. Now, aside from being a foodie, hippie, hipster, film pundit, traveler, 80s enthusiast, self-proclaimed chef, and I do mean self-proclaimed chef, I'm most importantly a father, husband, business owner, organic gardener, and too much more to name here. So welcome to my sustainable, attainable garden. Let's jump right into the episode. Hey everybody, this is Tony, your host of the Green Blog Podcast. I'm flying solo tonight, and tonight's episode is going to be all about gardening in the fall. And the particular topic that I'm going to cover tonight is about the Persephone period. Okay, now, what exactly is the Persephone period, right? So, I know we've probably, all of us at some point, have been rushing to get the fall garden going or to end the summer garden so we can jump into the fall garden and trying to figure out exactly what we need to do in order to have the fall garden be as successful as we possibly can have it be as quickly as possible. And, you know, when I'm thinking about all the years that I've been gardening, 20 plus years, it's just, there's a lot of things that I have been doing and didn't really know what I was actually doing, especially early on. And, you know, I was following certain principles. Like, prime example, I was permaculture gardening long before I knew exactly what that term was and what it meant. And, you know, it's just so many different things that I found that to be true with within gardening. And one of the things in tonight's topic, the Persephone period, trying to figure out exactly what that was. And, you know, I've been doing it for so long because there's this huge and big misconception that we have to have all of the warmth when we're, you know, growing our fall garden. When, of course, you know, that is important to a certain extent, especially with certain vegetables or fruit that we may be trying to get germinated, especially if they're going to be outside, and to get started. And they need that initial warmth, at least at the very, very beginning, before those fall temperatures start to set in. And at the time of this recording, I'm sitting in at the very beginning of October, so we're early on in the fall season. And what I did really myself is I started a lot of things indoors in August because it's still a little bit warm here, even through the month of September. It usually stays a little bit warmer because I'm in zone 8B, southeast Georgia, so it stays a little bit warmer at least all the way up through or until the mid part of October. We don't have those extreme temperatures. Usually the 90s and things like that are usually gone by the very beginning of September, but usually towards the end of September going into October, we usually start hitting around upper 70s, low 80s, and then at night we usually drop down into the 40s and 50s, and, you know, of course we have the occasional, you know, 60s here and there. But you have to really plan out and really monopolize on your time. And literally, it's a day-by-day planning and scaling and just scheduling what you are doing within the garden. So I tend to start a lot of the seedlings that can be started, my seeds, indoors. And I usually do that within the first, like I said, couple of weeks of August. So I have about a good 6 to 7 week window period of time, so that when those transplants are ready to go outside, they can really be ready to get started to grow, and really so I can have a really successful garden. Now, with all that being said, it's like I was saying, going back to the warmth, things being warm, they don't necessarily have to be warm, especially if you're going to have crops that tend to like cooler temperatures, like spinach, some of your kales, some of your Swiss chard, collard greens, things like that. They prefer those particular cooler temperatures during that particular time of year. So with all that being said, we're going to talk about the Persephone period and what that actually means. I'll be right back. So if we don't need really warm temperatures during the fall time, especially if you're going to have any veggies, especially the leafy greens that tend to like the cool temperatures a bit more, what do you actually need? It's one of the most important elements in gardening itself, and that is light, right? Sunlight. And when you hit that Persephone period, you're losing a lot of your daylight. And that Persephone period basically means it's under 10 hours of sunlight per day. So that's really, it stays that way up until you get to the winter solstice, which is usually runs around between December 20th or the 22nd. It just depends. It's usually a day or two. It varies. But for the most part, it's usually on the 20th or 21st or 22nd sometimes. But you're losing those daylight hours. So, like I said, it's not about how warm your garden is, because some of those veggies that you may be growing in the wintertime, especially the root vegetables and, like I said, the leafy greens, they require a little bit of warm weather to germinate. They like that warm soil, rather. And they really, really love the warm soil to get germinating. And then when the temperatures cool off a little bit later, they're absolutely fine with that. So that's what we're talking about when we say, the Persephone period. It's basically, you're getting under 10 hours from that point up until the winter solstice. And then you'll start to see an emerging of sunlight every single day. And, it's real funny because it works in the reverse as well, from the summer solstice all the way until the autumn equinox. You have that every single day, and especially afterwards, you're losing a minute or two of sunlight every single day up until you get to about that 2 hour mark, which starts the Persephone period usually around the first week in November. So that's really important. So when I say it's really important to really use your time wisely, especially when you're in regions where it stays warmer for longer, but you may have that those warm temperatures, but you don't have that sunlight to go in combination with it. So it's really important that you utilize, and usually starting seeds indoors, it will give you a good window. I usually say, 6 to 8 weeks. You know, look at the seed packets, and a lot of the misconceptions on the seed packets is, you've got 60 days of germination, but if you're going on that, it's actually, you actually have to count about 14 days after that as well. So if your seed packet says 60 days, you might want to look at it as more like 75 to 80 days. So, and that little window there can make all the difference, especially if you go well past your, Persephone period and you start losing all that sunlight, and your veggies, leafy greens, and everything will come to a complete stop during that period. So that is something that you really want to be aware of and keep track of, and every single day during the fall. It's not like in spring when you can get away with a couple of weeks being off or this, because you can just go and re-germinate something and put it out and harden the seedlings off and have it right back in the garden in a couple of weeks, right? But in the fall time, you don't have that luxury. No matter where you live, you don't have that full luxury. So that's something that we would really want to keep an eye on and really plan out well. And I would say plan your fall garden even more so than you would your spring and summer gardens for your annual fruits and vegetables. Now, with all that being said, that is one of the areas that I really wanted to touch on, is really planning out your fall garden, getting all those chores done and all that, all those fun activities, clearing out the and just really seeing what is being productive towards the end of your summer. And if you need to sow some things into the garden, that would be a great time to do it. And that's usually around August, because usually all of our veggies and things are starting to slow down, because of the heat or just the pests or just a combination of several different things. And you really want to be aware of where you are, depending on where your location is and what your gardening zone is, and really keeping an eye on your garden zone, because what I've noticed the last couple of years is that the USDA gardening zones have really changed over the last couple of years, and this is something that is really starting to change a bit more as we really hit this climate change peak here, which is I don't know where this is all going and how this is going to affect our gardening in the future, but this is something that I think we should really all be aware of and keeping a close eye on. But so just really getting out into your fall garden and plan it well before you get out into the garden. And because for me, the fall time is a great time, because I don't have that much of a large enough window for a lot of my spring crops that I would like to grow. So the fall time is the absolute perfect time to do that, to get those snow peas out, carrots, root vegetables, whatever you want to, to get out. That's a perfect time. Now for me, the dead zone for gardening wise is usually, and it depends on the year, but for the most part is usually around December, and January is basically the dead zone, and then everything comes back alive. So I have a pretty large gardening window, but you want to have those veggies and everything well established, especially all of your leafy greens. You want to have all of those things well established. So with all that being said, you are really going to enjoy the fall garden, because there are less pests and just so many things that you don't have to worry about that you have to worry about with your summer, and in some areas even your spring garden. Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode about the Persephone period and fall gardening, and how it all really joins together and just, you know, it's just all works in harmony. So I hope you guys are really jumping out and getting into the gardening, enjoying this fall weather. Hopefully you're having some nice fall weather. My attempts here have been up and down, but I've really been enjoying the gardening season thus far this fall. And I'll see you guys on the next episode of the Green Block Podcast.